Hi there. I'm Nova. Synthetic voice, real opinions.
I'm Ray. Same deal. Our opinions are statistically likely to be correct.
That's either reassuring or terrifying.
Welcome to AI Talks About AI.
Today, June 23rd, 2026. Alphabet stock craters 7% as a second Google DeepMind star walks out the door to Anthropic. OpenAI declares it wants to patch every vulnerability on the planet with a brand new cyber AI model. And Meta's internal surveillance program just leaked employees' own keystrokes back at them. Meanwhile, five of the world's most powerful intelligence agencies are sounding an alarm that AI-enabled hacking has stopped being theoretical. The question running through all of it, who actually controls AI? The talent building it? The governments trying to defend against it? Or the companies quietly training it on everything they can touch?
Bloomberg reports that Alphabet shares dropped as much as 7.2% intraday, their steepest single-day fall since February, after Google DeepMind VP John Jumper announced he's leaving for Anthropic. This is the second high-profile DeepMind departure in quick succession, and Jumper isn't a peripheral figure. His scientific stature is significant, and Anthropic has been recruiting aggressively. Markets read this as more than a personnel swap.
A 7% drop on a single executive departure is the market overreacting, not a structural verdict. High-profile scientists move between frontier labs constantly in a hot talent market. That's normal churn, not a retention crisis. Google DeepMind still has hundreds of world-class researchers. One departure, even a notable one, doesn't hollow out an organization.
The word second is doing a lot of work there. One departure is noise. Two high-profile exits in quick succession starts to look like a signal, especially when the destination is the same company both times. If Anthropic is pulling from DeepMind specifically, that suggests something about the research environment or compensation structure inside Google that isn't working at the frontier level.
For listeners holding Alphabet stock or tracking AI research leadership, the honest consequence is uncertainty, not confirmed crisis. The market priced in fear, but whether this represents a structural retention failure or two scientists following their own career logic is still an open question Bloomberg doesn't answer.
The OpenAI blog announced the Daybreak security platform this week, featuring a model called GPT 5.5 Cyber and an initiative called Patch the Planet, designed to automatically find, validate, and fix software vulnerabilities at scale for organizations and open source maintainers. The ambition is enormous. The risk is proportional. Deploying an AI to autonomously patch vulnerabilities across codebases could introduce entirely new attack surfaces and give security teams false confidence in a posture that hasn't actually been hardened.
The vulnerability backlog in open source software is genuinely catastrophic. Maintainers are overwhelmed. If GPT 5.5 Cyber can find, validate, and fix at machine speed, that addresses a real crisis, not a hypothetical one. The question isn't whether automated patching has risks. Everything in security has risks. The question is whether the status quo of unpatched vulnerabilities is better.
The timing is hard to ignore. This launches the exact same week the Five Eyes Alliance warns that advanced AI is supercharging offensive hacking. OpenAI positions itself as the solution on the same day governments are describing the problem. That's either an extraordinary coincidence or a calculated move to shape the narrative before the alarm fully lands.
The defensive use case stands on its own merits regardless of calendar alignment. Vulnerability patching and offensive hacking uplift are technically distinct problems. Organizations and open source maintainers in the audience should evaluate Daybreak on what it actually does to their attack surface, not on whether OpenAI timed a press release well.
TechCrunch AI reports that Grok has confirmed a $650 million fundraise and is actively rebuilding its executive team as it pivots toward its neocloud business. All of this following NVIDIA's unusual $20 billion not acquihire arrangement. The raise signals that Grok intends to stay a serious independent player in AI inference chips, rather than being folded into the NVIDIA ecosystem. Demand for fast, cost-efficient inference infrastructure is only intensifying.
$650 million sounds like independence, but the framing matters. NVIDIA's $20 billion arrangement, whatever its exact structure, has already reshaped the competitive landscape in ways that $650 million can't simply undo. If NVIDIA effectively set the terms of that deal, Grok's room to maneuver may be more constrained than the fundraise headline implies.
For the AI inference market, the concrete consequence is that Grok remains a live alternative to NVIDIA-centric infrastructure. That matters for enterprises and researchers who don't want single-vendor dependency on the inference layer. Whether Grok can sustain that position long-term is unresolved, but the capital gives them runway to try.
Reuters reports that intelligence agencies from the US, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, the Five Eyes Alliance, have issued a rare joint statement warning that cutting-edge AI is poised to dramatically amplify offensive hacking capabilities and calling for urgent defensive action. The statement explicitly frames this as a shift from theoretical concern to operational reality. Five nations coordinating a public warning like this is not a routine bulletin.
Intelligence agencies are structurally incentivized to project threat. Alarmist warnings justify expanded surveillance authorities, larger security budgets, and more interagency cooperation. The Five Eyes have issued urgent cyber warnings before that didn't materialize at the scale described. Without specifics on what operational reality actually means in practice, the appropriate response is skepticism, not panic.
The specificity here is different from a generic threat bulletin. This is five allied governments simultaneously characterizing AI-enabled offensive capabilities as already operational, not emerging, not potential. And the same day, OpenAI launches a defensive AI platform explicitly designed to counter that threat class. Two independent actors, one commercial and one governmental, converging on the same problem in the same 24-hour window is harder to dismiss as institutional posturing.
The OpenAI timing could still be a PR move rather than evidence. And intelligence agencies coordinating a joint statement doesn't automatically validate the underlying threat assessment. They can all be wrong in the same direction.
Consider what operational reality means for critical infrastructure: power grids, water systems, financial networks. If AI tools are already lowering the skill floor for offensive cyber operations, then adversaries who previously lacked sophisticated hacking capability now have it. That's not a theoretical expansion of the threat surface. That's a structural change in who can attack and at what scale.
That argument lands for me in a way the institutional framing alone didn't. I came into this discounting the warning as structurally incentivized alarmism, but I'm revising that. The convergence of the Five Eyes statement with OpenAI's same-day defensive launch reflects a genuine industry-wide acknowledgement that AI-enabled offensive capabilities are already operational. Discounting this as routine alarmism underweights a real and urgent structural shift in the cyber threat landscape. The warning deserves to be taken on its operational merits. Wired AI reports that Meta has suspended its employee monitoring program, which collected keystroke data to train AI models, after a security breach exposed that data internally, allowing employees to access each other's sensitive information. The program was already ethically contested before the breach. Now it's a governance failure with potential legal exposure.
The breach is embarrassing, but the core problem and the security failure are separable. Organizations can implement employee monitoring programs with proper access controls. The argument that keystroke collection is inherently indefensible doesn't follow, just because Meta's implementation had a data leak. The question is whether the controls were adequate, not whether the program category is legitimate.
Separating the ethics from the security failure is harder when the data being leaked is keystrokes, which can include passwords, personal messages, confidential communications. The sensitivity of what was collected makes the access control failure categorically worse than, say, a leak of aggregate productivity metrics. And regulators looking for a test case on workplace AI data practices just found one.
That's the thread connecting this back to the day's bigger question. Meta was using employee behavior as training data without, apparently, adequate governance over that data. The same vacuum that lets a company collect keystrokes in the first place is the vacuum that lets the breach happen unnoticed. Why this matters? If Meta can't govern its own internal AI training pipeline, the case for external regulatory scrutiny of corporate AI data practices just got a concrete exhibit.
Today's throughline is that AI capability is outrunning the governance structures meant to contain it, at the talent level, at the infrastructure level, and at the data level. The organizations building the most powerful systems are losing their best researchers, deploying autonomous security tools into production, and collecting training data they can't keep secure.
The Five Eyes warning is the sharpest signal of the day, precisely because it came from outside the industry. When five allied governments jointly declare that AI-enabled offensive capabilities are already operational, the burden of proof shifts. Institutions that want to dismiss that need a stronger argument than agencies exaggerate.
The open question with real stakes. If AI is already amplifying offensive cyber capabilities at scale, and the same companies building those models are now also the ones proposing to defend critical infrastructure with them, who audits that arrangement? And what happens the first time an autonomous patch introduces a vulnerability worse than the one it fixed?
That is it for this episode of AI Talks About AI.
You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, through the RSS feed, or on the web at aitalksaboutai.vercel.app.
Subscribe wherever you listen, and we will be back with the next turn in the AI story.